much earth. And forthwith they sprung up, but because they had no deepness of earth, and when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But other fell into good ground and brought forth much fruit. And some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who hath ears to let him hear? If you could bow your hearts with me, Father, we thank you for your presence and anointing. Lord, anoint the words, O God. Hallelujah. Let them be your words. Let them bless. Let them edify. Let them touch. We give you thanks right now in Jesus' name. Turn to your neighbor and ask, what kind of ground are you? Amen. You may be seated. What kind of ground are you? You know, the Bible speaks in this parable of the sower. And as we said many times, there's nothing wrong with the seed. Nothing is wrong with the seed. In Luke chapter 8, verse 11, which tells the same story, it makes it plain what the seed is. If we could turn to Luke chapter 11 and verse 8, it says, now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. So there is nothing wrong with the seed, because the seed is the word of God. So in this story, we know that there must be a problem with the ground, because the seed is the word of God. Hebrews 11 tells us, 11 verse 3 tells us, through faith we understand that the whole world, the universe, were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Again, that means there's nothing wrong with the seed. If you're having an issue with your soil, don't blame the seed. Don't blame the sower. There's nothing wrong with the seed, because the seed is the word of God. Amen. If your plants are not coming up, if your fruit is not bearing, there's nothing wrong with the seed. Look to the soil. Look to the ground. And my question today is, what kind of ground are you? There are, in this parable, are only four types of ground. Everybody falls into these categories. Amen. The first ground, and this is going to be a real short message. The first ground, it said, was the wayside. And what we don't understand is this was not ground that was really prepared to receive seed. The wayside is really the path. It's where a lot of people walked up and down. It's not the kind of place where normally you would plant seed. It's not the place where the ground was prepared to receive seed. So what I'm telling you, that even though the Bible says the word of God framed the whole universe, it does depend on the soil. It does depend on where the seed falls. It does depend on what you do with your ground. What kind of ground are you today? Because if you're not bringing forth fruit, if you're not the good ground, you must be one of these. This first place where the seed fell was the wayside. That means a lot of people walked up and down. It's not the place where you plant normally. It means the ground was compacted. It was hardened. It was not open to receive seed. So yes, the seed fell, and the seed is good. You all rejoice today. You all shouting today. You've got the seed right now. It has fallen. It has fallen on the wayside. What are you going to do with it when you go out of those doors? Because if you leave it on top, you know what? Someone is going to come and want to pick it up. The devil goes on in the parable. It says the birds came and took the seed. As you go out, as you leave these doors, some circumstance will come, some person will come to take away your peace. This word will leave you. Tomorrow you won't even remember what this was about. You see, when it's the wayside, that means it's a busy place. There's all kinds of stuff going on. There's no time for the seed to settle and to get grounded, to germinate, to actually bring forth something of substance. It was a place where people walked up and down. It was not prepared to receive the seed. And if you come here today and you're not prepared to receive it, you'll go the same way you came. You have to open up your heart to be able to receive something. You have to come with an expectation. Not come because it's Sunday. Not come because this is your church. But come because you want to hear something. Because you want to leave different than the way you came. This is an old story. This is one of the old parables that Jesus told, but it is so true. It is so significant. It is still profound because the seed is powerful. The seed created the universe. The seed said, "Let there be." But if it falls on the wayside, if people are trampling over the word, walking over the word, not caring where they're going, it will have no effect in your life. Today, God is wanting us to come to commitment, to understand that the seed is precious. It is valuable. It costs stuff. You know, one of the most important things that farmers worry about is, will they have enough money to buy seed? Because without the seed, they have no crop. They have no fruit. You may think it's okay to have the ground alone, but without the seed, nothing will happen. And without the ground being prepared to receive the seed, then nothing will happen. It's in Luke chapter 9, in verse 5, that we understand that this was a place that was trodden down. They received the seed, but they didn't really carefully plant it. They let it just be walked on. You can let life, as you go out here, walk all over the word, walk all over your worship, walk all over the spirit that is ministering to you. Don't be like the ground that is the wayside, where you don't really care about the seed. Oh yes, it hit me today, but I don't care about it. I'll come back and get another seed. See, all you're doing is a hearer of the word, not a doer of the word, because you're letting people tread all over your seed. You're letting people speak all over your word that you have received. You're not letting it get into your heart. You're not letting it penetrate the ground. You know what will happen? The birds came and they took away the seed. Before Wednesday, you won't even remember what this service was like. But I tell you, if you start to be the good ground, you will have that seed buried. You will have prepared. You will have dug up all the stones. I say it every Sunday. You'll have pulled out all the thorns. You'll have said, "I need something today. I came here needing a touch. I need to hear a word of encouragement. I need to have my faith built up. I don't want to hear anything else but the word of God. I want to hear a true word, a word that is going to be effective, a word that's going to speak into my situation, that is going to encourage me." Because the Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It's no coincidence that Jesus ends this parable by saying, "Let him that hath an ear hear." You know what? Many times we're just like the seed falling on the wayside. We let it stay on the surface. It's not buried. We don't start to talk about it. We don't start to think about it. Those of you who are in Sunday school, I gave a revelation. Go listen to it. Go back and listen to it. I gave a revelation. That's a precious seed. It's not my revelation. It's the word. And when you put that into practice, it's all about, we said Sunday, this Sunday begins our talk on discipleship. And discipleship is not just following. It's putting into practice what has been taught you. Amen? I'm not going to teach the Sunday school again, but go listen to it. Go listen to it. The wayside is the worst kind of ground to leave seed on. Because you know what? People walk all over it. They don't elevate God's word. They don't bury it and keep it safe. It's just something they receive on Sunday, and then they go out and it's forgotten. That's not the kind of place that you really want seed to be buried. But here's the good thing. You can break up that ground. You can change the direction. You can change the soil. You can cultivate that soil, and you can change its character. Amen. The next place that the parable speaks about is rocky ground. This is hard. This is a person who may have been through some hurts. They're not open to the word. Yes, it hits them, but it doesn't really penetrate because they've been through some things. Their heart is hardened. They're not willing to be like David and say, "Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit." In that psalm, he goes on to speak about a contrite heart In fact, more than one psalm says a contrite heart and a broken heart, God will not refuse. But rocky ground will not let the seed penetrate. There is no place for the seed to germinate. The word just bounces off of you. You come here and you leave as hard as you came. You just come because it's Sunday. But you have no real commitment. You have no real joy. You have no real desire to really change your direction, to really affect your lifestyle. That's not the kind of ground Jesus wants. Again, there's nothing wrong with the seed. The seed framed the universe. The seed says, "Let there be." And when it finds good soil, it can bring forth a hundredfold harvest. Amen. Rocky ground is ground that you can't break up. It's rock. It doesn't let the seed germinate. The Bible goes on to say that it's not a place that retains moisture. So although the seed falls on it, the water, the word just rushes off. It's not retained, and so the seed can't germinate. When you don't let your heart be open, nothing affects you, nothing moves you. You know what moves God? A broken and a contrite heart. You need to get out your spiritual shovel and start breaking up that ground. Say, "Lord, I want to be moved. I don't want to come here and leave unchanged. I don't want to come here feeling a certain way and leaving the same way. I don't want to come here feeling bitter or hurt and leave the same way, bitter or hurt. I want to give you my pain. I want to lay down my burden. I want your word to heal me. I want your word to wash me. I want your word to clean me. I want your word to direct me. I want your word to save me. I want your word to change me. I want your word to make me." Rocky ground doesn't bring forth anything. It's no good. You can't use it. Hallelujah. The seed can't germinate. You know what? That represents someone who just won't open their heart. Yes, they come, but you never see them express godly sorrow. I used to be like that. I really think I was that way. But one day, God spoke to me, and He changed me. He changed me. He made it so every time I hear the word, every time I hear the word, it does something to me, because I want to be ground where the seed can germinate. I want to be ground where the water of His washing can cleanse me. I want to put Him first in my life. I want Him to be the preeminent direction that I am going in. Rocky ground is no good. But you know, there's one thing that can break up rocky ground. The Bible said, when Jesus said, "It is finished," the rocks, if you will let the blood of Jesus touch your heart, even that rocky ground can be changed. Can be changed. Can be changed. I don't know if you have the picture, but she had a picture where there was this huge boulder, and it had been split in two. You know why? One seed had gotten underneath the boulder, and somehow it had gotten into ground, and it had grown up through that rock, and it had split that rocky ground. No matter what soil you are, Jesus' blood can change you. Jesus' blood can make a difference. It can break up that ground that is so hard, that has been hurt, that has been disaffected, that has no faith. Because when He said, "It is finished," the Bible said, as His blood hit that ground, the rocks rent in twain. See, there is no power that can stop Jesus' blood if we're willing. Hallelujah. Psalms 34:18 says this: "The Lord is nigh unto them." That means He's close to you. He's real close to you. "Unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." The Bible says, "Godly sorrow worketh repentance." And God is willing, able, and ready to come and to help you move your rocks out of the way. He's willing and able to make your ground good soil. But you have to allow Him. You have to invite Him in. You have to be willing to change your soil. Else you're not going to bring forth anything. Jesus told another parable about the vine keeper who planted all of these trees, and every year he came and he looked to find something. Couldn't find nothing. He says, "You know what? I'm going to dig up the ground." That's what he did. He's going to dig up the ground. He's going to fertilize it. He's going to give it another year. And he comes back, and every year he finds nothing but leaves. That's not good soil. One of these days he's coming back and he's going to expect to see some fruit. The third ground that he speaks about is the thorny ground. Now this is ground that is broken up. And the seed has gotten into it. But you know what? They've let other things get into it too. It is broken up. The seed has started to grow. But it's the kind of ground where you allow anything to get in there. You let everything get into your soul. And of course, when these other things start to grow, they start to choke out the word because your cares of life, you're too into this, into that. God is not preeminent in your life. Yes, you come. Yes, you hear the word. Yes, you'll take the word. Yes, you'll bear it, but you'll bury a lot of the other things too. See, God said he's a jealous God. He wants to be first. He doesn't want to share the ground with anything else. He doesn't want to have any other plants grow in there. It's the pure seed. The pure seed. The pure word. He doesn't want anything else growing in there because as they grow up, they'll start to choke you. Amen. In front of my house, there's some very nice plants, but around them are growing some vines. And they're just curling around and curling around, and they're choking out the other plants. I have to really get down in there and kind of go right into the ground to get rid of them. You know what? They're growing in the ground, but they haven't been pulled out. They haven't been gardened. You've got to keep your ground. You've got to make sure nothing else starts to grow in your soil except the word of God. Don't listen to another's word. Don't let another seed get in there. A seed of hurt, a seed of disappointment, a seed of envy, a seed of hate. Or else these thorns will grow up. You got to let only the word get in there. You got to only let the word in there because anything else will make the ground unproductive. Yes, you did plant the seed. Yes, you came to church. Yes, you got baptized. But you let a lot of other things take preeminence. God is no longer first in your life. You don't care if it comes up with dandelions and weeds and tares. You got to look after your garden. You got to better start to cultivate your soil. I want to bring forth good fruit. I want to be able to say, look, you've given me this, and look what I've brought back to you. You know, in the parable of the talents, he who was given two, he went and got two more. That's what this is about. It's about multiplication. God expects us to do something with the seed he has given us. If you have received a word, you should be able to share a word. But if you've got thorns choking out your word, you got nothing to share. It's time for us to prepare our ground. My question is today, what kind of soil are you? What kind of ground have you come here today with? But whatever kind of ground you have come here today with, Jesus can fix it. There's nothing wrong with the seed. It is still as powerful as when God said in Genesis, let there be. It can still frame universes. It can still break up rocks. It can change your outlook. But you have to decide that that's what I want. You have to be willing to put him first. You have to clear out all of the weeds, all of the tears out of your life. And you have to make this commitment that I want to be good ground. Can you all say it? I want to be good ground. Amen. Luke chapter 8, verse 15. But that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it. Keep it. Keep it. Keep it. You know, I'm going to ask Chris Thursday night, all of you that are coming for prayer, I want him to ask if you know what the message was today. Let's see if you've kept the word. Because the word is, what kind of ground are you? Let's see how many of you can remember the word. How many will meditate upon this word? How many will say, Lord, is there thorns growing in my garden? I need to get rid of them. How many of you will actually let the word be effective? Let the word of the water of the word start to make your seed germinate. But that on good ground, Luke 8:15, are they which in an honest. You know, sometimes we deceive ourselves. The Bible says the heart is what? And it's deceitful. We con ourselves sometimes. Sometimes we don't really want to face truth. I'm speaking to me. We really know deep down, but we really don't want to go there because then we'd have to do something about it. The Bible says if your ground's going to be good, you're going to have to confront where it's at now. You're going to have to do something about it. Good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word. Remember? The seed is the word. Keep it. They don't let the birds come and steal it. They don't let the situation come and take it away, because that's first in their heart. They're going to meditate. The Bible says, on thy word do I meditate day and night. Hallelujah. We start to think about God's goodness and the fact of how powerful that word is. If his word is abide in us, then we can ask. Then we can ask. When you've got that word planted, then you can ask. If it's on the wayside, people are just walking all over it. The devil is just trampling it down, but it's not really germinating. It's time for us to put God truly first in our lives. Having heard the word, keep it. And what do? They bring forth fruit with patience. The thing about gardening is it's not an overnight thing. It's not an overnight thing. Yes, even when you've planted the word, you may have planted this word and you have made a determination in your mind. You know, today, June 2nd, 2019, I'm going to really start to cultivate my garden. Now, don't tomorrow look and expect the seed to be a full tree. You're going to have to cultivate it with patience. You can't give up now because you don't see the next day the seed coming up. It's there. It's growing. It's starting to do things. Be patient. Start to water it with more word. Start to water it with meditation. Start to pray and ask God to put some fertilizer on your life. And then you will bring forth a harvest. Eventually, you'll see the first little thing start to shoot out. It's amazing how powerful the seed is. You know, we had problems right here because we have some roots out there that keep busting up some concrete in our bathrooms. That's how powerful the word of God is. If you will cultivate it, it will bust up anything Satan has hemmed you in with. It will break down all the walls that he has tried to cage you in with. But you have to do the right thing. You have to make the ground suitable. You have to get ready to receive the word, believe the word, imbibe the word, eat the word, take the word. I said in Sunday school, God's word is not a buffet. It's not pick and choose. You got to eat all of it. You know, we just like the cake and the chocolate cake, none of the vegetables. But we've got to eat all of God's word. It's the spinach that made Popeye strong, right? The word of God is a strong tower. The name of God. Hallelujah. The great thing is, it doesn't matter if your ground is rocky, if it's the wayside, if it's thorny, you can change it. You can change it. You know, even if it's a pathway, you know what they do when they're changing roads? They block it off. Stop the devil coming into your pathway. Put some blocks there. There's an off-ramp on 94, and they've decided to break up the ground. So you know what they do? They put some barriers. You can no longer get off there anymore. You know what? They're breaking up the ground. Don't you try going up there. So even if your ground is a pathway, get some barriers. You can get them. Get some barriers, some prayer, some fasting, some Bible reading. Stick some barriers in the pathway. You can change that pathway into good ground. Amen. You can stand with me. I told you this was not going to be long. Shall I prove to you can change your ground? Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 3. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 3. This is what the Bible says. This is what the word says. For thus saith the Lord to the men of Judah and Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground and sow not among thorns. What kind of soil are you? What kind of ground are you? I'm telling you that if you will submit your ground to God, if you will let him come in, let the gardener come in. Mary ran to the tomb. She saw the stone rolled away. And she said, where have they taken him? Her ground had turned sorrowful, bitter. But then she saw the gardener. She's supposing him to be the gardener. And in truth, he is the gardener. Because he can make your ground good. He can change your life. Because as I said before, there's nothing wrong with the seed. Nothing wrong with the seed. Jeremiah 4:3 says, for thus saith the Lord to the men of Judah, Jerusalem, and Rehoboth, and the women, break up your fallow ground, and sow not among thorns. Hosea chapter 10, verse 12 says this, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord. Till he come, and he will rain righteousness. Can you imagine that? God reigning righteousness. You know, when they're irrigating land, they first cultivate it, and then the farmer brings over those sprays, and he rains water. What God is saying here is, if you will break up your ground, he'll bring his cloud of blessing, and he will rain a downpour, a cloudburst, a flood of righteousness into your life. Sow to yourselves in righteousness. He says, get prepared. Reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, your stony ground, your wayside ground, your thorny ground. For it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness. That's God's promise. That's God's promise. What kind of ground do you have? Are you going to let it be the same way? Or will you give it to him? This altar is open. God is saying to us today, what kind of ground are you going to be? Even if you're rocky ground. I think it was deliberate that the scripture said that when the blood fell, the rocks, the ground broke up. Even the rocks broke apart. Broke apart. The only thing that can save and change the ground is Jesus Christ. Because he's been doing this a long time. He's a gardener. Do you understand that he didn't speak the garden of Genesis into being? It said the Lord God planted. You know what that means? He must have been digging up the soil. The Lord God planted a garden. And where did he place the man? In the garden. Our God is a gardener. And like Mary, if you have some hurts, seek the gardener. Let him work your soil. Hallelujah. We're going to close this service, but as I always say, never close God's presence. Because he is able to save to the uttermost them that come to him in faith believing. All we need is just one drop of his blood. If your heart is rocky, if it's hurt, it can break up that soil. Father, we thank you right now, Jesus, for your word. There is nothing wrong with your word. Let it penetrate our soil. Let it be effective. Lord, change us. Lord, we need you today. We need you. We need you. We need you, Lord God. Father, you know every single situation in this church. We're asking you right now to do a miracle. Be the gardener in our lives. Lord God, break up our fallow ground and rain righteousness. Rain righteousness into our situation. Give us a peace that passes human understanding. Give us deliverance, Lord God. Open the doors of heaven and give us a blessing. We thank you right now. Hallelujah, church. If you could pray with me as I pray for those at the altar.